It's a beautiful day for baseball here in College Park, Maryland, as the league leaders, Illinois, come into this game 10-2 in their first 12 Big Ten contests. The Terps struggling at 6-9, but looking to build off the momentum that they picked up on a massive, massive win in their midweek against James Madison. I'm Tyler Lochte, and I will be joined shortly by Jack Bowman, and it should be a great Friday night matchup. Full count pitch from Koster. It's ripped in the air to left center field. Martin chasing it, and it's off the top of the wall. Rounding for second base is Heza. A leadoff double for Illinois. 3-2 is lifted into left center and down. And it's an RBI single for Janik. And it's a 1-0 lead for Illinois. Here's 2-0. Ripped into right center. That's going to score another run. A base hit there for Quagliano makes it 2-0. 0-2. Calarco down the line in right field. That ball is fair and off the wall. Calarco is going to head for second base. A leadoff double is Maryland's first hit. Can Eddie deliver? He will swing and hit it to short. The only plays at first, the run will score. Kopian is out, but it's an RBI on the ground out, and it's 2-1. Here's the 2-2. Ripped to center field and down, and that's going to score two. And the double steal pays off, and Illinois takes a 4-1 lead. Now that's going to get away from Calarco. Coming home is Janik, and it's 5-1. It's going to be scored as a passed ball, not a wild pitch, that hit off the glove of Calarco, and it was just above the zone. That's a play that Calarco needs to make. Here's the 1-2, it's ripped in the air, golfed in the air to the left side. Coming in is Lampros, he slides and makes the play. That's the best defensive play that we've seen today. That was a lot of ground for Lampros, the center fielder, to cover. He calls off Martin and he makes the play. This ball is crushed in the air to left field, and that ball is not coming back. And Quagliano sends a ball over to the practice fields. What a shot, 377-103, and it's 6-1. Full count pitch is hit high in the air to center field. Lambros back at the wall. He will jump and make the catch. A nice play by Elijah Lambros. Honar driving this one in the air to left field by the pole and gone. Just down the line, Sam Honar. Makes it 6-2 with a solo shot. 1-2 on the ground. It gets past to Kopian at third base, and that will drive in another run. That's a nice piece of hitting there by Harding to make it 7-2. There's two outs. Sam Honar is going to have a base hit here. And he will rip it down the line in right field, and it is caught on the warning track. An unbelievable play by Moorman, who turned around and caught it as he was sitting. This is an at-bat where Iannazzo needs to reach. He's worked the count full, and he'll drive this one up the middle for a base hit. Wow.
Good at-bat there from Iannazzo. And also did a really good job elevating that ball to get it a line drive through the middle. The last thing you want here with one out, runner on, you do not want to put the ball on the ground in the infield and end this game.
I don't know if he's going to get a better pitch. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Well, he will swing and hit this one. It gets through. Gets under the glove of Quagliano. Coming home is Keister, and Maryland has some life here in the ninth. It's 7-3. The Eddie chance are back. 2-1. Hakopian will rip it into right center, and that ball is down. Another run will score in Iannazzo, and it's 7-4. The tying run will bat here in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1. Martin rips it. It goes off the glove of Glassy. The throw to first is in time, and Illinois wins. As close as you can get. Wow. Maryland was that close.
What a stretch from Westcott.
Oh my goodness.